come with me quickly. My job is simple tonight. Reverend has laid that foundation for tonight. And yes, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Exodus, the discussion that God has started to have with us, and Reverend mentioned it so importantly tonight, what God is doing in a season, in a time, what God is doing in London City and the nations of the world at this time. I want to quickly take you to the mountain because he started a discussion with Moses from the house of his mentor, Jethro. And when he realized that Jethro cannot convey the message to the next generation, God had to manifest directly to Moses and speak to him. The first appearance of Moses to Israel will be as a deliverer. The second appearance will be the one to will be as one to write the template of a new nation. He came to bring them out, but without the second encounter and the conversation on Mount Sinai, he cannot write the template of a new nation. And so what we've experienced in the church in time past are people who know how to bring us out, but do not have the clue on how to bring us in. We preach salvation from Egypt, how to be brought out of the house of slavery, how to be brought out of the house of darkness, but getting in. And so in a moment, you're going to see what happened as they came out of Egypt. They sojourned out of Egypt. Thank God for you clicking that at last. It's fine now. Quickly. And when he brought them out of Egypt, yes, God, someone said God brought them out of Egypt. I agree, not 100%, because God could have gone to Egypt, but he needed Moses. Like Reverend said, a man in this realm with whom he can have conversation for the new dimension. Israel was not just a nation, it was a dimension of God moving in a time. They didn't hear me, Lord. They were dimensions of God. The dimension that went to Egypt was God's dimension. They were God's people. But God told Abraham, know for sure that a dispensation will come, that your kids will go down to Egypt. It was my dimension. One of them will go to Egypt, but they will come out as a great nation. At that time, I will begin to deal with them in the dimension of nations, but I will send them as the dimension of an individual. They will go as one. It was a dimension of God, but they will come out as millions. It was a dimension of God. So what dimension? So in order, this has been, God, Reverend said it tonight. It doesn't teach us how to pray until we ask. And I've been praying from my childhood. I was praying this morning. He said, no, that's not how to pray. That is not how to pray. I said, God, I've prayed since I was a child. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Well, maybe when you were a child, you spoke to me as a child. But if you want to enter this level of conversation, as you know, if my child grows, my conversation with them must change. He said, if you want to grow and write the template of a new nation. If I stop abruptly, blame Michael and Dari. If we're going to write the template of a new nation, we've got to have another level of conversation. And that's me speaking to you, right? You know that already, isn't it? That's God speaking to me. But it said, in order for you to understand that, you must understand the dimension that you're in now. Because I will not speak to Israel like I spoke to Joseph. In the dimension of Joseph, the moon and the star can appear, but in Moses, it will be a burning bush. Why? It has to be a burning bush. Are you with me tonight, though? So Moses is going to bring them out. The first conversation was when he was in Egypt. The Bible says, and it entered the heart of Moses. And he felt, that's the first conversation, the deliverer, but he was going to use his hand, like Reverend said. Now, that is not going to be the faith lane. He was going to use his hand. But there was a conversation that started on the inside of Moses. That conversation was not to send him to people, it was to separate him from the people. There is no sending without separation. But he did not understand why that was there, why that conversation was there. So he went to the people, because when the conversation starts with me, it starts as a place of inconvenience and what do you call this thing now? You said you are worried or pressured. My heart is indicting me concerning a matter. There is something going on the inside of me. So what I did was to go and act in front of the people without being called from among, out of the people first. Because if you're going to call the people out, you must be called out first. I'm taking you into a conversation shortly. We might get to the blood tonight or tomorrow night, but I want you to listen to me, Spark Nation. God is writing a dimension in London City and in Europe, and is going to take that dimension to Africa. When he came here, he came as one. When I'm going back, I'm going with all of you, everybody. And we're not going to go without the gold of Egypt. We're not going to go without the silver of Babylon. We're not going to go without all the things that Egypt has acquired. Are you listening to me? Can I quickly tell you something tonight? Give me a moment. Dr. Bakare said it the other day. You see, the gold that they got from Egypt, which is money and all those things, they didn't need it. They won't spend it in the wilderness. But, oh my God. There is an expertise, because Israel, listen to this, Israel had been the one building Egypt, all the pyramids, they built, they have an expertise. It is not slave trade. We didn't come here under slavery. We came to use our skill. Now Egypt is built. So God said, let me teach you how to pray. Ande, likatuza mande, ikaliata, matuta liatuta. If you go do gold, you can't do it as one man. It's a dimension. You've got to take alongside with you the expertise of building Egypt. So if you are not part of the constructors of Egypt, you cannot build in Canaan. It was the dimension of skill that God developed, the dimension of structure. Can I show you social corporate responsibility from scriptures? Can I show you that in scripture? Do you have the NIV Bible? Pastor Faith, come with me. Let me see. Oh, where? I'm going to round up soon. Wait, wait. 22, Exodus. Verse 16, what does your, I like the hard copy though. What does your heading say there?
Social responsibility.
If you look at your NIV, And it is chapter 22 of Exodus. The heading says social responsibility. You have it. You know, in this dimension, it was social responsibility. So I needed to study the first nation of God, what he calls social responsibility there. He taught them about loans, the one Islamic banking still uses, and therefore they are more powerful. In that, it teaches them how to react. Yeah, it talked in verse 22 as well about protection of property. But it wasn't corporate social responsibility. It was social responsibility here. In the apostolic dimension, it became corporate. For those who had sold what they had and brought it to the feet of the apostles, and there was no needy among them, the church became the first CSR, corporate social responsibility. But you see, in corporate social responsibility, there must be an institution. It is that institution or that organization that makes money and give it out. HSBC, Barclays Bank. Which one was the apostles' one? What is this, their organization? What is this, their institution? Let me tell you, the new church is your trap houses. The nation is this gathering. There is no nation without those houses. So those houses become the church, and this church becomes the nation. You didn't hear what I just said. But upon what is this institution based? The day of Pentecost, Jesus banked a word with them. They took the word to the bank and raised a church economy that is not based on tithe and offering. You will not again hear about tithe and offering in the church. You will hear about their giving capability. So you didn't hear what I just said. When he said those who had, so they shifted economy. They switched economy. They became investors in, oh my God, you didn't hear me. They became investors in the Holy Ghost. I said, what were they built on? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the church is an investment platform. It is not investing into gold or oil. It is into the Holy Ghost. The giving of the church opened up when the Holy Ghost came. Wait. Okay, you still don't get it. Go back to Acts chapter 1. Verse 7. Talk to me quickly, Pastor Damian, Pastor Faith. Quickly, I need to stop.
He said to them.
What did he say?
It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set.
So you can do all your teaching about Jerusalem and the coming of Christ and the numbers of days. Jesus said it's not for you. Stop wasting your time. Anyway. Yeah. Go on. But
you will receive power
so that you can demonstrate power to each other in church, so that you can hold power crusade in O2, waste of people's money and time. So the nation did not know you were doing your healing crusade, Pastor Ben. Go on.
But you will receive power.
Wait, listen. But you will receive power when?
When the Holy Spirit
It has to be the Holy Spirit, because in the beginning, the earth was without form. So the highest investor on the planet Earth, the owner of it all, is the Holy Ghost. So if you're going to get it back, this is the greatest company. The chairman of the company is the Holy Ghost. So when the church misses that, Sparklation, listen, oh. When the church misses that, it's missed everything. All they will be calling for will be tithe and offering. People will not be blessed. Apple, Mr. Steve Jobs, a creator. The people who gave to his company, the investors. And God says to us in this dimension that what Apple did is just a little fragment of what he, the Holy Ghost, owns. They stole part of what he put here. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. It was sinking things. The Lord concealed matters of gold, concealed matters of silver. He concealed it on the face of the earth. And the world tapped into a little bit of it and became the biggest companies. But on the day of Pentecost, talk to me, Pastor.
When the Holy Spirit comes on you.
When the major guy, when you click Steve Jobs and you realize that his invention can build the biggest company in the world, the Holy Ghost. When you clock that we don't need big premises, we don't need, no, we need the owner of the investment called the earth, the one who the Father puts his investment in charge of, because he made all things. But for the pleasure of the Father, talk to me. Why would the Holy Ghost come upon them?
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
And
in all Judea.
And
Samaria.
And
to the ends of the earth.
So what does a company dream to do? You start in Hong Kong. You want to establish HSBC in Ghana, in Nigeria, in London. You want to capture the whole globe. That's why they started that company.
Yes, come on.
This Sunday is so prophetic for us. It's different from the last entrepreneurial Sunday, because we found CSR. We found the owner. It said, you will take this company to Jerusalem, meaning in your local area you will be strong, and then to Judea and to Samaria, the Gentiles, and to the ends of the earth. So you will bring this kingdom. So now the company opens on the day of Pentecost. And they are endued with power. What does this company specialize in? What they're meeting the need of the day. I read Act. They specialize in solving problems that human power or technology has not caught up in. So they brought a man, and the Bible says the man sat at the gate of the temple and he was lame. And when Peter was going to talk to the chief investor, I can't get to, for God so loved the world that he gave. Because it was in that dimension that he got all his investment back. Why do we give? We'll get there later. So when the company opened on the day of Pentecost, and say, is church a business? It is not a business, it is the business. It is the business. Again, I repeat, it specializes. So Paul told them, Peter said, silver and gold I don't have. The economy of this world could not have saved you, because there is silver and gold everywhere and you're still lame. Yes, but I introduced to you a company that has more than silver and gold. And if I've got that currency, I don't need to carry silver and gold. The Holy Ghost. The guy who bought the investment bought it with his blood. If time permitted me, we would have gone into scripture and you would see every time, or almost every time, the blood is mentioned, it says, so we were bought with a price. You didn't hear me. We were not taken. We were bought. The blood was the price. Did you see Sephora in the Bible? When an angel was going to avenge, the Bible says she cut the foreskin and chew it. But I'm interested in where he chew it. She chew it. She chew it at the feet of Moses, and all those who have sold what they have and brought it to the apostles' feet. And that has always bothered me. Why feet though? Given in the New Testament, in the now church, is for the mobility of the apostles, not for the construction of the church. It is for the feet, not the head. You didn't hear what I just said. I said, it is for the feet. It is not for the head. The amount of giving does not tell us what to do. It moves us to do what we already know to do. The apostles were mobile. The apostles could move into every sphere of human endeavor because some people gave. So if the apostles move, guess who is coming? The saint, for the majority of the saints, for the work of this company, ministry. I love when we were still at Lancaster, there was a club downstairs called the Ministry of Sound. Is club, the club there. In other words, our ministry. If you queue at the gates now, people used to come from everywhere in Europe to that club. We were binding them. Get a girl soon. Guess who went? Jesus went. We're saying the name of Jesus, we will possess. Isn't it? God said, you will possess them. You don't understand the mountain or the template of them. And sometimes we went to some people, not me though. Some people went to evangelize and got beaten. Said Jesus is going to take control. No, they chased us out. They stayed. Because the people that were supposed to take the mountain were caged in the church. They didn't understand. This is the ministry. Oh my God. Paul talked about the ministry of life. He said, whenever Moses is read, he said, up to this day, a veil covers them. But he said, the ministry of life, meaning, reverence said it. Whatever applies to this life now is what we deal in. So with Entrepreneurial Sunday, we don't give money. We will give money because that's the world the world understand. But we give witness. So when we say we're giving 100K out, it's witness. Because they must then say, how did you get it? And our word most times will be, we don't know. But this is our company. So you know what the church did? They take money. Silver and gold. Not for mobility, but for account structure details and building. The largest church in this 21st century, in your millennium, will not be buildings. Because a man can influence 2 million people in a day in his bedroom. You will be my... So God says the intention for this company is where and where. Let's read now. Go back to that Act 1.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
Yeah.
And you will be my witness.
Where?
In Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And in all Judea.
Mm-hmm.
And Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
And to the ends of the earth.
Come with me to Exodus. Let's see the ends of the earth, if this is 7 or not. Exodus 19. On the first day of the third month, after the Israelites left, get out.
On that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai.
Listen now. God had a conversation with a new company. Is going to form, is going to be a movement. Because why do you keep calling a company? It has people, it has finances. It has to have finances. That's why when they left Egypt, God was concerned on that night about their economy. But their protection was based on blood. Shift economy. You guys have got goats and lambs. Waste them. You don't understand. The economy of a Jewish man is his livestock. That's why that is his. That whenever he sins, whenever there's a shortcoming, what does God require him to bring? His livestock. That's his money. That goat right there is his life. He's a shepherd, both by calling, which we would then call by nature. So God looks at them that night and says, you know what? I want you to slaughter them. Trade your economy and paint the doorposts. Put the blood on the doorposts of your house. Announce, I'm a giver. Put it on the doorpost because it will both protect you and help you on the next assignment. This giving is a waste. And it's a beautiful waste. And so, he told them to do that. Now, he now says, now go to your neighbors and ask them for their own economy, but not without sacrificing your economy. The economy you built in slavery under big tension, beaten every time, it now says waste it. Slaughter them and paint your doors with the blood. Senseless stuff. Waste of everything we've worked for now. We're going to just paint. Now says, go get their economy. Then it tells them, when you get their economy, you're going to use it to build me a tabernacle, because that is still not your economy. I must first of all take pride in it as mine. We read that in, was it Habakkuk or Agai yesterday? It said, go to the mountain and fetch the wood to build my temple that I may take delight. God, it's more like God asks you to build something with your blood, so to speak, and just so that I can just laugh. It doesn't need it. It kicks it aside and says, this is not what I was looking for. I just wanted to take delight. I was just going to say, that's nice. Oh, yeah, but I don't need it. But let me take you back to Sinai now. God had spoken to them, and they had moved out of Egypt now. Talk to me now.
After they set out from Rephidim,
they came to the desert of Sinai. After, go on please.
And Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain.
Look at this now. He's going to miss it. He's going to miss it. Okay, no, but miss this word. They camped in front of where?
In front of the mountain.
They camped in front of the mountain. It wasn't a mountain. You don't understand. It told the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem. Don't go anywhere. So they camped in the upper room. But let's leave the upper room, because that's still in the future. No, the upper room is not in the past. They camped in the upper room, but Israel camped in front of the mountain. This mountain is called Sinai. Because in front of this mountain, they will receive a template. Talk to me, Pastor.
Then Moses went up to God.
They stayed. God brings him into the conversation of nation now. Remember, this guy has got a whole nation behind him, but he doesn't know what a nation is. What he saw was a people. They've not become a nation without the template of God's command. The disciples can be disciples all they like, follow Jesus out of Egypt, but until the company starts, they are not apostles of the Lamb, even though that's their destiny. They come now in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up, teach us, O God, how to pray. Moses had never prayed. He doesn't know anything about nation building. He doesn't know anything about prosperity. He doesn't know anything about church. All he's got is people. And thinking, how do we run sewage system in the wilderness? How do we run economy in the wilderness? How do we eat? How do we drink? How are we going to live? So isn't it amazing that God gives you people before he gives you template? I think where the church missed it is that we got people and we used the template of so-called Father in the Lord or whoever. We repeated templates. And God said, no, for these people. So it comes in front of the mountain with the people. Now, what Moses wanted to do before is template for the people. God said people for the template. Template for the people was when? it came into his heart. So you guess what the guy did? He went to strangle an Egyptian to fight for Israel. God said, I've not given you the Israelites. Why are you using a template? I will give you the Israelites, then I will give you the template. I say, I can't be our fellowship leader because I don't know Luke chapter 10 verse 10 and I don't know the principle of and the salvation of... Calm down. You don't need Luke 10. You need the people. If you have the people, it will invite you to prayer. Your prayer life is dry, right? No people. What is he going to discuss with you? What's the chat about? He spoke to Adam every day because in the loins of Adam was the old earth. So it became mandatory for God to come talk to him. You will know what to do in God, man, if you have the people there. But if you want to use templates for people, have you seen churches that teach strategy of evangelism? It is people. You will employ 100 people and you won't know what to do. Then you will camp in front of the mountain. You will go through Sinai, the desert. You go through deserts with people. God does not make you look big in front of your own people. Say, well, you know, they must not see me struggling for money. No. We are all struggling right here, right now. Yeah, now. We are all going together. We are all learning together. It is our desert walk. But what you gave does not qualify you for the mountain. They journeyed together. Remember, they've wasted all their livestock now. They didn't remember, they went to the desert with equipment to build, not food to eat. You didn't hear what I just said. They had equipment to build the Lord's temple, but they didn't go with bread. God, why did you not make provision for bread? I forgot. I made provision for the building of my own house. So you have bread planned for the next 10 years. You can't come on this journey, my friend. That's not how the nation is going to work. So he makes him start a company of 50 people. He's got the people with him now. And they go to the mountain, all struggling together through the desert. Through the wilderness, like David. When God was going to add people to David, he added the most broke people. In the same desert. They have not. Those who were in debt and they didn't come with any food. But then when he added, you get back home and learn. When he added the people, that David began to learn the template of the new Israel. He made way for him because of the people. So the look at what the Bible says. The Bible says that they came to join their ends. If you know how many things you are missing, I know you're having fun and kudos to you. The Bible says they joined ends to make David king. The distressed, the indebted, the discontented. They all now, they came without food. They didn't need to go with food because David was the food. David had I said they wouldn't need food. They wouldn't need credit. David was the credit. Let me tell you. The day Samuel came to David, he came to credit him with kingship. Was David going to be the king the next day? No, it was credit. Saul had been minus from. The sign of the two from Saul is the same failure. Saul had gone to touch the hem of Samuel's garment, and the kingdom was divided from him. A woman later touched the same garment, and it was the issue of blood. Wait till tomorrow night. Keep that thought in mind. Okay, sorry. What did Saul do before he touched the guy? They told them, kill everybody. He's taking bull and goat and he sacrificed blood. That was what led to the tearing of the garment. The woman finished that conversation for her own issue of blood. The lineage of Saul's blood must not be king again. So it became, even when David tried not to, he had to kill everybody in the lineage of Saul. That blood must stop. So this woman comes back and says, I've got issue of blood and for 12 years. You have to go back to the garment. Sit down, I'm just playing with you. Keep those thoughts in mind. We will talk about this later. We're about to pray. They camped in front, and Moses steps up. He stepped up for that separation that would allow him to write the template of prosperity for your own nation. And on that mountain, God carves out corporate social responsibility for those who will be the have-not, so that there will be no needy among them. As much as God tried all through the wilderness, they couldn't make it. But the real company started on the day of Pentecost. So they achieved it finally when he said, and there was no need. So it takes the Holy Ghost to give. Giving is a Holy Ghost stuff. If you know him, you will. If you don't, you will be mobilized for 1-2 months or 1-2 weeks. And social responsibility will take you out. Social. Because it won't be corporate. I've got to stop. They told me 10. What's the time? Read this on quickly. Let me quickly say this.
Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said.
He went up to God, and God started the prayer. God called unto him. His duty was to come as long as the people were downstairs. Leaders, you're hearing me tonight. There are people, thousands of Spark Nations are not here tonight. As long as they are downstairs, he's got to speak to you. I understand the secret of the word. All the leaders, you must have your time with the word. not to study, to hear. The real world study is to hear. So in prayer, I said, you talk too much, you do too much, recap, chill, chill, listen, chill and listen. God called unto him, if he doesn't call him, he should not start a convo. Because what are you going to talk about? What do you want to say to him? What is there to say? What are you going to ask him? Oh, God, give me money. He said, that's not our aim. He said, that's not our intention. We do not intend to give you money. We intend to give you the people with the money. But we can't give you until you don't see them as your provider. If they look like your provider. So you wonder why when you tell me about big businesses, I don't get excited. I want to shut that idea down in you. I need that excitement to stop. I get excited when you now have the person. Oh, it's going to facilitate my deal with 10 million. I'm thinking, no, it won't. If you drag him down to this ground, then you've asked him for the nations. You know, he said in Psalm 2, ask of me the nations and I will give you the ends of the earth. Now, in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2, it said, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. But the conversation with the Holy Ghost is how you will get the ends of the earth. The Holy Ghost. Why do we do corporate prayers? I stand before you, any of the pastors, of your pastors, stand and say, let's pray in this dimension. That's God calling you up to face that direction. Quickly, let's finish this now.
This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob.
Can you see God's prayer with Moses? He did not ask him, how are you? How are the people doing? What's your emotional situation like today? Is your mom kicking you out? Or No. He said, listen, this is what you say to them. This is prayer. This is what to say to the children of Israel. What should he say?
And what you are to tell the people of Israel.
Tell them these things. Go.
You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And how I carried you on eagle's wings.
Uh-huh.
And brought you to myself.
Yeah.
Now.
So we can't even deal with that now. He said, I brought you to myself. Where were they? In heaven? They were in front of the mountain Sinai. He said, Sinai is me in this dimension. In this season, this mountain, meaning the word that I give on this mountain, is me. I brought you to myself. And what?
Now. If you obey me fully,
uh-huh,
and keep my covenant,
what would happen?
Then, out of all nations, you will be my treasure possession.
They don't have a law here yet. There is nothing to obey yet. It was just going to give them what to obey. It sends a word ahead and say, now, forget everything you've learned in Egypt. The template I'm about to give you, if you obey fully, you will be my treasured possession. But you have a possession in your hand now. Uh-uh. The They came out of Egypt with gold and silver and diamonds and rubies and stuff like that. Exactly. You will switch the demonstration of your giving and waste in Egypt is just a shadow of obedience. Obedience will demand more from you than goat and sheep. Goat and sheep is statutory. It's tithe and offering. The New Testament church, it is going to be if you will obey me, and it starts with now. So it is about what I'm asking you now, not the law that I wrote. Because when tithe started, it was a now matter. Abraham did not know the law. There was no law. If you will obey me fully, Spark Nation, the secret of your power is complete compliance. That's your place of power. It is complete compliance. And I can't comply with HSBC law. Because they receive it. It is called the Bank of Hong Kong and China or something. This is Spark Nation. What it showed you some years ago, if you will obey fully. So you as a pastor leader, which most of you in the house right now, huh? You are a compliance officer. So what would excite me about this company or your company, I've got to check it and check, does this comply? It can make $1 million a week. If it is not, if it doesn't comply, it will dry off. If you will obey me fully,
and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasure.
So it is not about what you own. It's about what owns you. Who owns you? Use me, Lord, is important. Fine, as the song is moving. But in reality, it's not true. If I own you or an equipment, imagine my car is outside my house and use me. No. If I have two and I don't, but if I have two, I will use you for the occasion for which you are fit. Purpose. So if you are a Volkswagen, do they still do that stuff? If you are a Volkswagen, I will use you for what you are fit for. If you are a Range Rover, but Volkswagen, don't beg me to use you for the occasion. I've seen people on their wedding, they abandon their car. Disloyal people. Abandon your car and you post in another bigger one, right? Imagine you start your car the next day and say, I'm not going. You say, why? He said, because so yesterday you were with the Rolls Royce, right? Where were you yesterday? I said, I can smell the range. No, you tell what you own, when to use it, and for what occasion to use it. Use me, Lord, is good, but he says, why don't you be a vessel unto honor? He said, if you fully obey. He said, you will be my price. That's what he was saying, the price. So you don't price a range as you price a Volkswagen. He said, what I want you to be is to be my prized possession. But what makes that happen? If pity likes you, if you give to pity, if you fully obey, said you'll be my prized possession, You see, all these words are important, but you see, what is most important to me is under what situation he was speaking to Moses. This is prayer. He was talking. Why was he talking to Moses? Because Moses was leading sheep and he has a strong bank account? No, because there were people downstairs. Did he speak to Moses about Moses' welfare? Jethro came to speak to Moses about his welfare. God never for once spoke to him about how to manage his family. He didn't tell him, Moses, you know, family first. He said, go back to the people and carry out my agenda. Tell them what is on my mind. Convey my mind to a dimension, because they are just a people, not a dimension, until they know my mind. So you know how to stop yourself? If you make millions in your crypto and it is millions now, not Bible challenge, because he is making you make millions to speak to the people. It's not for a Rolls Royce. Those are additional things that don't mean anything to God. It wouldn't matter to God if you drive a private jet on the streets of London and create your own street. It doesn't make him bad or happy. That makes Twitter unhappy. As for God, it is man's stuff for man. It doesn't rate you low or high on that. Your humility is not created by that. Your pomposity is not created by that. As far as God is concerned. What concerns God is that you have no humility to God, is that you have no prayer request. Did you hear what I just said? For we do not know how we should pray as we ought to. So how did you know? How did you know it is money you need? That is pride. A man goes before his maker, the one that I trust is molding my life, and I said, Lord, right now I need money. He said, how did you know? You are proud. So he said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that in due season it will call you up to Sinai. It will lift you up. Because you don't continue. People walk into God daily with what they made up their mind about yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm going to pray about this. No, I don't know what to pray about. Years ago, God stopped me from praying for the church. He said, what are you praying? You said, I told you that prayer point. 2014, oh God, make this church 100 people. God said, I don't want to give you people. I want to give you me. There are people below the mountain, but let me tell you what to tell them. So keep quiet. Let me tell you what to tell that generation. Because if you go back to them without this word, you'll be telling them about healing, hip replacement. Are you ready to pray tonight? But when we come together as a corporate body, we can lead ourselves to pray, because somebody has to have been on the mountain to hear. God, where do we go? So I heard God say, template for a new dimension. You know what we're doing on Sunday? That's why you've got to get all those souls. We're talking about the new economy as we heard from the mountain, how the church will empower and restructure the economy of this nation. And you take the same template to the far ends of the earth. How do we restructure? So when we do Entrepreneurial Sunday, what we're actually saying is economy, kingdom economy establishment Sunday. There was no needy. And needy is two ways, you know that. Both the one hoarding and keeping his money is needy. No time. The Bible says that two things. The Bible says Ananias dropped dead at the feet of Peter. When his wife came back, Peter said, the feet of those who went to bury your husband, it's always feet.